اوكي يا مرسي، ازيك يا باشمهندس ابي موري؟ يا دوب يسوق تنقل. ازيك يا باشمهندس دانيال شيء ما تشوف فاوك. So I'd like to take a look at a certain ritual that Mechas Chinuch made and then has to do with Mitzvah. We were talking about yesterday, Mitzvah Seseh Shazman Grama, the Noshim, a potter from Tzitzis, even according to the opinion that says that what? That a Beged Yom is Chayiv even Malayla. Right? Beged Yom is Chayiv even Malayla. So that means that this Beged is always Chayiv in Tzitzis, 24-7. And yet, it's still, Noshim is still Pturus. Why? Because it's a mitzvah seseh shazman grama. So normally a mitzvah seseh shazman grama means that the zman is, makes it mugbal, makes it limited. Only this zman you do the mitzvah, not another zman. Here, the zman makes it even more expansive. That it's a beged yom, it's chayiv even b'layla, according to the Rosh. So why are you potter? So Tosfos asks that question on Lama Dalet and says because the reason why you chayiv balayla is because it's a beged yom. So the yom affects the chayiv and balayla. So even though at the end of the day, you're going to be chayiv with tzitzis in this mitzvah, with this beged 24-7, it's still a mitzvah says Hashem's my grandma. And the Rav Kussman in the Sefer says this is a different type. Because usually a mitzvah says Hashem's my grandma, it's a mitzvah, it's only in the day and not at night. Only on Rosh Hashanah, you know, like shofar, like lulav. Well, so let's take a look at another aspect of mitzvah seseh shazman grama. Take a look on page 13 in the Gemara Kedushin on Chavtes Amud Aleph, page 13 in packet. Hey, so the Gemara says lamula menalan. In other words, a father is chayif to bimal his son. And if the father doesn't do the mila, then the bezdin has to do. Then if somebody has to give a bismi, has a chiyuv on himself. What about the mother? So brismila for a mother to her son, it doesn't have, there's no chiv. Because it says Vayamal also Elokim also Veloosa. So that means that a woman is pater from the chiyuv of bris milah. Oh, page 13 of packet hay. So Tosfos there asks the question: Im tomar lama likra typically the mitzvah seseh shazman gramahu shinimo b'shmini l'idaso v'noshim peturos. Because why do you need a pasuk oso v'lo osa to say that a woman's not chayiv in Mrs. S. S. Shazman Grama, right? The woman's a chayv in Mila, meaning obviously not for herself, it means due to a man, or to get her. But it's a Mrs. S. S. Shazman Grama, because it's only on the, it's not before the eighth day. Even the Miyom Hashmini, yeah. So Tosfos answers no. Kaven de miyom hashmini v'hala ein lahefsek lavzman gramu. That since once the eighth day comes, she's chayev, you know, forever else. So it's not mitzvah seseh shazman gramu. Then him told me, but still, it's a mitzvah seseh shazman gramu dein molim mele bayom. The meal is only, so that should make it a mitzvah seseh shazman grama. So Yishlom is asking the man, the Omer Hashem, the Milu Shlom is man, and the Hegez Bein Bayom Bein Balayla. That there's a Shita that holds that once it's already not in the eighth day, we don't Pascha like the Shita, but it's Bein Bayom Bein Balayla. But the bottom line is that the Gemara has a pasuk that women are potter from Mila. Women are potter from Mila. And it's not covered under the regular rule of mitzvah sese shazman grama, either because after the eighth day she's chayiv, or you know, there was, you could say it's man grama because you have to wait till the eighth day. So that's the first reason why it's man grama. But then Tosfos says no. But once the eighth day comes, then it's a constant chiyuv. But then Tosfos asks, well, what about the fact that it's at not at night? So then Tosfos says, well, there's opinion that it's even at night. Okay, so let's look in the Ritva now. Let's look in the Ritva. So take a look in the Ritva on the next page, on page 14. Look what the Ritva says. Pitei melama likro. Same question that Tosus asks. The Ritva asks. Typically, the mitzvah says shazman grabahi, nila bayom velo balayla, v'noshim p'turus. Igla maybe the husam who be mitzvah de nafsh. Maybe the whole concept of mitzvah seshas man grama is on your own mitzvah, whether you have to put on tefillin or not, whether you have to. But this mitzvah is to do to her son, so maybe there's no din of mitzvah seshas man grama legabe har chiyuv to someone else. So therefore, you need a special pasuk. So the first teretz that Tosus says is maybe the idea of mitzvah eseh shehazman grama only applies to a mitzvah on yourself. But if it's a mitzvah that has to do with something else, somebody else, something else, then so Mila wouldn't necessarily fit in the category of mitzvah seseh shehazman grama, because it's not a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to do to somebody else. So therefore, had it not been from the pasuk, oso velo, yigashno, oso velo oso, it would have been, she would have been chayiv. It would have been chayiv. That's what the Ritva says.
So why do I think that there's a mitzvah for the mother to do anything?
Why what?
What is the havamina bichlal that the mother should be chayiv in this?
What's the havamina?
Yeah.
Rabbi, we have the example.
Okay, why not? I mean, well, mother, the father.
Tzipora. I
mean, oh, Tzipora. Oh.
Right, that's true.
Yeah, that's what Rav Katan says. Okay, so take a look on page 15 in the Michas Chinuch. Michas Chinuch is always asking fascinating questions. You see, Michas Chinuch gets you to think. That's why it's good. In other words, you can agree, disagree with his answers, but he gets you to think. Anyone who gets you to think, that's a good thing. Because in this generation, a lot of people just turned off their brains and they just like to take notes and write, you know. But it's important to think. That's the big yisod in learning. Learning is all about thinking. It's not about taking notes. Take notes too. But in addition, it says, "B'chibur ze matzasi kama po'omim b'shem haritzva." The mitzvah essay shazman grama the noshim p'turus dafka the mitzvah shebeguf of al mitzvah she'ena begufo the mominos haben noshim gam kein chayovas b'mokom dolomiyot ha'tor. Rak b'mila that Torah miyato also p'turus he. And really, a woman is chayiv to be ma'al hasan because it's not a mitzvah essay shazman grama. According to Ritva, mitzvah sasei shasman grama only applies to the mitzvah that you have to listen to shofar. So a woman is shasman grama, so she doesn't have to listen. You have to put on tefillin. So a woman, it's shasman grama, she doesn't have to put on tefillin. But it's all mitzvahs begufo. So mitzvahs begufo, but if it's a mitzvah that you have to do to someone else or to something else, then the exemption of mitzvah sasei shasman grama doesn't apply. And Mamela, she really would have been chayiv to ma'al hasan had it not been for the gzeiros hakosuv also below also. Oh. So now what he's going to do now is he's going to tie this into tzitzis. How so? He says, in kei nira, last word on the line is nira. The Mechaskinach on page 15. In Kei Nira, Poshud, Lamandis Virle, the Titsis Chovis Talis, Uklikhufs, the Chayav Mitzitsis, Avdictus Lila Potter, O Ham Yuchel Lila, O Colin Malila, Cholmar de Gilisle, Ekomokum Lomikri Mitzis Sash as Mangrab, Lin of Tornashim, the Lohavi Mitzis Shebeguf, Raglatil Titsis Bebegit. In other words, he says a new thing. As we still now were discussing what's the Nafkamina. A chovas beged. What do we say, sir? If the chovas beged, then you make a bracha even on the asiyah, right? If it's chovas beged, according to some rishonim, every beged. The chovas gaver, maybe only one, right? It was a machlokes. But now, the Mechas Chinuch wants to say another nafkamina, that if tzitzis is a chovas beged, then women should be chayiv in tzitzis, according to the Ritva. It's just like women are chayiv in what in Mila, had it not been for the Gzeres HaKosov, also below saw, so then they should be chayiv in tzitzis also. Because what's a mitzvah tzitzis? To put a string on this bag. It's not a mitzvah begufo. It's a mitzvah shebeguf, rach lahatel tzitzis bebegit. Right, you have to be matzal tzitzis bebegin. Okay, noshim chayov is gam kein. The kan lo ish im itu noshim mach machmas mitzvahs hasei shasman grama. But it seems to be against the Gemara. Why? Okay, koshal had to move over b'shas menachas. Rav Yehuda. We have this Gemara here. Let's see. See if it's in the packet of Mem Gimel. Let me see if I put it in the packet or we can read it through the Mechas Chinuch. Yeah. Take a look. Page 19. Let's see this Gemara. The Gemara says, Rav Yehuda Rami Tchelta, the Presuma, the Inshe Basic. He put Tchelas, Tzitzis, Rashi says. On the beged that his wife used. Wow. Put Tzitzis on his wife's beged. Rav Yehuda Rami Tchelta, the Presuma, the Inshe Basic. Look at Rashi. Rav Yehuda Rabbi Leitchel, the Bazum of the Ishid Beis, a yamatil tzitzis lebeged, she miskasa bo ishto. Umberachol tzafra lesate petzitzis. And then in his own beged, he would make a bracha every morning. So the Gemara says, midarami, by the fact that he put tzitzis in habeged, kasover, mitzis ese shalol hazman gromo. Meaning that you chayiv even at night. That you chayiv even at night. So it's a mitzvah says I show Osman Groban. So that's why he put it. So the Lord says, so if that's really true, so why do you make a brach in the morning? A mind of our called Safra for Safra. Lechora,
so maybe it's like Birchas HaTorah.
Yeah, maybe it's like Birchas HaTorah.
Once a day.
Yeah. Right. So the verse says, "Rebbe, the Tanya Tefillin calls much of a Nicha Mevarach Alem to Rebbe." Okay, so but the question is this: the Mechatzchis is asking. The Gemara says that if women are chayv and tzitzis, it must be a mitzvah to say shalom as magram. But according to the Ritva, if it's a chova on the beged, so then even if it was a mitzvah to say shalom as magram, it wouldn't apply. Not because it's chayv balayla, it's because it's a chova on the beged. Let's see. Back to page 15 in the Michas Chinuch. So he wants to say like this. But the Ritva has a yisod that mitzvah says she'as man grama only applies to a mitzvah begufo. But if it's not begufo, like Mila, you're doing it to someone else, so there's no p'tur. And tzitzis, if it's l'man d'omer chovas talis, also no p'tur. So he has kasha. I am a shas kedushin. You can kasha l'man d'vur. The review the rami tchel is the presumably yishim basic. Berachol tzavra nesatim. The rami kasavra halim mitzvah esay shaloh asman grama. Amayim berachol tzavra. Given the time, no one the review the sphere lay. The Havilei Mitzvah says Shalosam and Grama. Dilma Be'emesfir Leid Rabbi Yehuda Tzus Laila Potter. The Havilei Mitzvah says Shalosam and Grama. V'had Rabbi Tchel Do Beged Sfirle Gishmuel. The Tzitzis Chovas Talis. Whereas how does the Gemara say reason why she put on Talis on his wife's clothing is because he holds that it's a Chov even Balayla? Maybe no. Maybe it's not a Chov Balayla. But maybe he holds it's Chovas Talis. And if it's Chovas Talis, then even if it's Bayom, he's still Chayiv, because the din of Mitzvah Seseh Shazan Groma doesn't apply if it's a Mitzvah you have to do to somebody else or to something else. So why did Gemara say, oh, it must be that he holds that the Mitzvah of Tzitzis even Balayla? But maybe he holds no. Maybe the reason why he holds is it's chayiv, not because it's chova balayla, it's because it's a chovas talis. And according to the Ritva, chovas talis makes it like mila. It's just like a mila. You have to bemal the kid. You don't do it to yourself. You mal the kid. So he puts tzitzis on the beggar. Begam Rav Chista Sover, the Rav Gam Kisvili, the chovas talis. So that's the kasha. That's the Bichas Chinas kasha. But what the Bichas Chinas did is he came up with a new nafkamina. Bichas Chinas came up with a new nafkamina. And that nafkamina is that if a woman, if you hold a zechovas talis, then a woman are chayiv in tzitzis. That's the chiddush of the mechaskin. Because by tzitzis there's no gzeres hakosuf to pater. See, by mila they're really chayiv in mila according to the ritva, and then there's a gzeres hakosuf that says also below also. But based on the regular rules of mitzvah sasei shasman grama, it wouldn't be. So what does he answer? Let's see what he answers on page 15. Ahbem is lo kosher. Nezem uvur, the man that's over tzitzis chovas mana, havala asiyos mar mitzvasa. But if it's chovas mana, we said that that's the end. So the mitzvah is to put the tzitzis on the beged and you can keep it in your drawer. Right, the mitzvah is not levisha. The mitzvah is putting it on the beggar. The kaim a mitzvah b'shleimus im heim b'kufsa. In kena bracha rak al ha'asiyah. Im alay l'mafsik mevarach b'chol yom al ha'asiyah. Achein shaykh halosh and lasos. So you know what he answers? He says, why did the Gemara say that it must be that the fact that he put in his wife's beged is because he holds that it's not a mitzvah, because the chiv is even at night? Maybe the chiv is only in the day. But the reason why he put it on is because he holds his cholos talis. So the Michas Chinuch says a brilliant chat. He says, no, because it also says that he made a bracha lisatif. So if you make a bracha lisatif, that means that there's something to do with wearing. But if you hold his cholos talis, there's nothing to do with wearing. I mean,
didn't we say that even if it's cholos talis, sort of like the Levisha is like
right. We did. We said it's only something.
It's a hashlama.
Right. Right. We said that it has to be something that you would use for Levisha.
Otherwise, you wouldn't make the bracha b'zatet. That's clear. I mean,
right. Because we asked the question: how come a tablecloth doesn't require tzitzis according to the opinion that says? And we said that. But the Bala Iter, right, was the one who holds that it's a chovas talis, and yet we never find anyone having a chumrah to put a tzitzis on a tablecloth, right? I never saw anyone do that yet. Even the biggest machmirim don't, there's some people that try to be yotzi every sheet as we show them, you know. But I never saw anyone. I've yet to see anyone who puts because it's so you're saying a good so he's saying so by the fact that he made on the ituf is much that he holds it's chovas talis. But it could be what Rav Aaron said is no. It's a chovas talis, but you still can make lasate because even though it's a chovas, but the bracha you're gonna make is on the asiyah satsis is when you make it off, and you won't make a bracha l'satif, even though you're right, it has to be something that is all made to be wearing. But the bracha will only be made at the time of the asiyah satsis. So then you won't make the bracha l'satif. because you have to make the bracha ready when you put the tzitzis on. So, but the fact that he made a lisatif shows that he most probably holds it's not a chovas talis, but it's a chovas gavra. And then if it's a chovas gavra, so why was he letting his wife wear tzitzis? It must be that it was mangram because it was not balayla. Okay, park shopping. Parkas feel like the law having mitzvahs as well as the law of chayim. In hechem v'varach b'tzafer v'kachak shabbat al kainir v'varach parsha. But that's the chiddush of the chiddush of the michas chinuch is that you have to make a bracha. Even on that, if you hold chovas talis, then women are chayif. So in a chanami, you know, it's always controversy, women wearing tzitzis. So if you hold chovas talis, which the Bala Iter holds, so then a woman would wear have a chova. Chiddushes, she would have a chova even if she owns a talis, even if she doesn't wear it, but it's only to be worn. She'd have to make sure that the talis has tzitzis on, because it's no different than what? Than bris milah. Because the ritzvah yisod is that the exemption, mitzvah says, is only on a mitzvah that you do to yourself. Tzitzis, I mean, the tefillin, lulav, it's all self. In contrast to something you're doing to something else, you wouldn't have that. That's why you need the special Zerza cost. So let's take a look on page 16. There's another Milchas Chinuch here. Page 16. Hinei, on the right side. Toysis Shom, Dibra Mas, also. Hikshu, Lamali, may also. Tepiglai, the Havalai, Mitzvah, Sesei, Shosaman, Grub. Avde Ein, Hefsek, Kevin, Delai, Lavs, Man, Mila. Kirtsu, Daskam, Alim, Man, Omar, Mila, Shalom, Zman, Umalai. These are the main, the Kaiman, Karabon, and Noshim, Book. That's my grandma. Okay, good. And then he quotes the Ritva further down. Ayin Beritva. Last two words on the line is Ayin Beritva. Okay, this is chosok. So now look at what the Milchas Chinuch says. If ani besupok im noshim chayovas lomul avdeihem. What's the din if you have an eved? So what's an eved mean? What kind of eved? What? Eved Kanani. Whereas if you have an eved Kanani, it means a non-Jewish eved that you want him to become an eved. Like Rav Shecht always says, it's a partial gerus. That you're going to be mal him, and he's going to be chayin in mitzvah sesheh as my grandma. Because he's like Rav Shecht always says, Rav Salvechik, that he's a mitzvah Yisrael. Because he got a milah l'shem avdus, and a tvila l'shem avdus. So the question is, can a woman perform the bris milah for an eved, for her eved? If noshim chayov is lomul, noshim the chayiv, if you're an eved, you're chayiv in milah, eved kanani. So could a woman, because it's not a mitzvah sasei shazman grama, because it's the summer, according to the ritva. And here you don't have Xeris Akasov of Oso Velo Osa. Because that's only the Gabi your own children. Maybe the Gabi your Eved, It's a mitzvah you do to someone else, and there's no, which doesn't have the pater, and if there's no pasuk to be to exempt, so maybe she's chayiv. She can do the. And even subakim noshim payovus lomol of them. The lashon of Rambam kan the shakosav arav mitzvah ein hechra kikuchal rav av noshim lashon of rav mechab kavein noshim payovus. The near midvar of the dafkin bivus habonim ein noshim payovus. Dilma be also the siv gavi bet from milus of day and efshar the payovus. Ufrad via gersa yam eved ishemachiv bepesach. King came into Gamnoshim Shakos to see a person near him, Chayomus on Milosu. In other words, there is no pasuk to exempt him from Milos of them after the Chayomus. Because if you apply the ritzvahs you sowed, that if it's a mitzvah on something on somebody else, there's no ptur. And here there's no gzeres hakasuf to exempt him, because that gzeres hakasuf was only by your son, not by an eved. So maybe an achanami, a woman is chayev and on a mila of adam. So that would be a good riddle. When is a woman chayev and mila? So according to the Cheskino, it could be if to be mal ha'avadim is a chiv even on the women. Not to say they have to do it, but it's their chiv just as much as the husband's chiv, because it's not a mitzvah sashay sa'asavang rama, because it's a something else. A regular meal is also with somebody else, but then there's another pasuk that says oso v'lo osa, that she's pater, but that's only on her son, oso v'lo osa. Wow. So that's a fascinating mechaschidach, that there could be a chiyuv on women to malis their avadim, if they have avadim. And now let's look one more place, one or two more places. What about Shvisas Behemto? Whereas it's a halacha on Shabbos, you can't do malacha with your behemoth. Even though your behemoth is not mitzuva in the mitzvahs, right? But your mitzuva, Bosasa Atal Bilchavid, Behemtocha. Behemtocha. So you have to be Shoyves the behemoth. So if you have to be shoyves the behema, what about women? Do they have a din of a shvisas behema? Well, what are you going to tell me? Shvisas behema is a mitzvah sasei shasman grama. Is it, or is it not? So let's take a look. But it's a los asay. Ah, very good.
No, it's an iser asay, no?
But what does it say? Los asay.
Leman yanu al sharkav
chamarecha. Yeah.
In Luchos Shnios, in Vayeschanu.
Yeah. Yeah, look in the Mechaskina for page 17. Yeah, Rav Mechaber, maybe he's a lav de Mechaber. She does a Rambam. Mechaber ema ole esse, hain leman yanuach. Saying it's an esse.
That's Mechamer in Luchas Rishonos. It's Mechamer.
What does it say? What's the loss of here?
Losasa call Malacha Tavin Chavitecha of the Chava Maskovin.
I have it right here. One second. Let me look. Let me look up inside in the Pasuk of Yisro. In the pasuk of Laman Yanuach,
that's a Luchos Nios and Veschana.
So he says, you know, you have a few pairs of Ramban and Ram Chabe. Lavdach Ramchabe died at Behemoth of Malacha who were Manhigim. This is the streets of Hemto who told me that few a Behemoth be at Goy. A Goy also by Malacha. Over Israel, that's the streets of Hemto. So look what he says here on the left side of page 17. Chiyuva Menashe Mechora came in Shvi's Mem Tov Avdo Belo Mechamer Hurak Esse. In other words, he's saying that Mechamer means that you're doing a malacha together with the animal. In other words, the animal's doing it and you're cheering along. You're. But what if it's just the behemoth is just doing it by itself? So that's only an essay, L'man Yanuach. So if a woman owns a behemoth, so it's only a mitzvah essay, that she should make sure that the behemoth doesn't do malacha. So, but this essay, is mangrama. Because it's only on Shabbos. Right. So the question is, well, what if you hold like the Ritva? Behold, like the Ritva, that a mitzvah that she to do to something else, the mitzvah Magufo doesn't have the Torah of mitzvah Seshma Brahma. So then maybe there's no the hint of Shvisas Behema for a woman. This is mitzvah Seshma Brahma. And it's.
According to the Ritva, she should be chayev because
she be chayev, right? Yeah. According to the Ritva, she should be chayev because you don't get the tour.
It's just result oriented, not action oriented.
Right. So that's what he's saying over here. That the Chorik Kaven the Shvisis Bemt of Avdo Belom Cham Huraki Hasim Kain Havalim Esesh Hasman Gromo in Noshim Peturus. But then, where does he tie it into the Ritva? Because Harari said, but if you hold like the Ritva, it should be different. Because according to the Ritva, if it's a mitzvah that you have to do, we have to do something else, then you don't get the tour of mitzvah eseh hazman grama, and then she would be chayef. So if you look in the bottom footnote, where's that footnote going when we say Os Aleph? Where's Os Aleph? Look in the footnote. Kavodas are written for B'shem, which you can hear of Aben, came behemel, the lekel emeim of Hachi, he's a domo, yeah. Okay. He says, "Be'emes lo reisi zeh b'shum posig rishon v'achon shdiktu v'diisha einu mitzuva mitzvah zeh." But does he quote the Ritva here? I don't see him quoting the Ritva here. In the footnote, I see they mention.
It's possible he didn't know the Ritva.
Who?
The Menachas Chinuch.
Menachas Chinuch quotes it all the time. That's the point.
Oh, he does quote it.
Okay. Yeah. He says, look, Rav Harari, he says, he writes, Harbei poem in B'chibur Zeh. He brings this Ritva. He's constantly bringing this Ritva. But he brings it in the bottom. But Tzarech Tam, I didn't bracket it, but in the bottom of page 17 on the left, he says, Tzarech Tam, Lama Be'em Es Yunoshim, Chayavus mitzvah sasei zu. We get el gabi mitzvah zvila latarz kushi shataisus lamali mila hadrashed also losa. Yeah, to here's a mitzvah. The clause of the notion of tourist mitzvah as a jones and well, ainu ala mitzvah shemagufo from sisters of children. But lamula ben ainu mitzvah shemagufo. So then chakish is chayav. In Tzarech, that's where you need a pasuk to be made. In Kang, I mean, mitzvah says shos v'isus behemto. There's a paragraph of the Tzarech that I'm doing now. I didn't bracket it, but the paragraph at the bottom of page 17 on the left side that begins with Tzarech. See, in Kang, nami that mitzvah says shos v'isus behemto v'avdo havik mo shom shach tal mitzvah esay lamul haben and came below be it noshim. Kayavos, a kind of inlano mutual notion. Well, those who saw the came Charishon who should teach to him. So he says, in a Hanami, maybe according to the Ritva, then women would be Kayav in Shvisa's behema, because it's even though it should be a mitzvah cessation as one grama, but it's not according to Ritva, because it's a mitzvah that you have to watch your behema that shouldn't do malach. Because in other words, so we use this ritva. The ritva originally said his words on the what? On Mila. That women are really chayav in Mila had it not been the Gzeiros HaKosov. But it's not a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah on the Acher. And now we're applying it to what? And then we applied it to tzitzis. That maybe tzitzis, women are chayav in tzitzis if you hold it to Chovas HaBeget. And then maybe women are chayav what? In Shvisas Behema. Because again, all these mitzvahs are mitzvahs that say Shas Mag Rabba, but they're going to be someone else. And when it's only a p'tur in mitzvah Shavagufo. And the Michas Chinas has another application on page 18. Another application on page 18. It says, Parakasavti mitzvah Shabbos, page, Lenin Shvises Behemto, Pidivre Ritva, Shikshulamli Milos of Losa, Tabula of mitzvah Seshas Angram, Tears of Ritva Klauze, the mitzvah Seshas Angram, Noshim Tours, in the mitzvah Gufo, on Tfilin, Tzitzis, while mitzvah Mila, Sheena Begufo, What about on Shemitah? Oh, one last word on Shemitah before we end the Shemitah year. So it's a mitzvah to be shoyves the arts. So the lav, the women are chayiv in the lav. They can't play it. But what about the mitzvah of the shofsa arts? Mitzvah sesei. So maybe that's a mitzvah sesei shas magram. In Noshim Pturus. But he says, but since it's not a mitzvah begufo, it's a mitzvah not to work the land. Noshim gabke mitzvahs on mitzvahs gemara noshim. According to the Ritva. Because the mitzvah is not a mitzvah of Gufa, it's a mitzvah on the land. She has to watch that the land shouldn't be planted. She has a chiv of Shvisas Haaretz. So that chiv of Shvisas Haaretz really should be Zman Grama. But according to the Ritva's Yisod, that anything that it's a mitzvah that not the Gufa, there's no Ptur of Zman Grama, and Noshim would be Chayev in Shvisas Haaretz as well. So that's another. So that's another application. So the Michas Chinuch takes the Ritva. The Ritva was by Mila. He applies it then to Tzitzis. He applies it then to Shvisas Behemto, and then he applies it again to Shvisa Haaretz. So we have four applications of this Ritva. That Mitzvah Sesei Zman Grama doesn't apply if it's on something else. That it won't apply to Mila, number one. Number two, it won't apply to Shvisas Behema. So, right? So therefore, should be Chayv Shvisas Behema. It won't apply to Tzitzis, if you hold Mitzvah Sesei. That it's Chovas Gavra, and it won't apply to what? The Shvisas Haaretz. Okay, so that's a bunch of Chidushim that the Michas Chinuch extends the Ritva to many other areas of Halacha. Okay, we're almost finished this packet. Maybe next time, maybe there's one or two things more, but basically, we're ready to start almost the next packet. That's packet Vav. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we have regular schedule. So Thursday, also, I have to give another shiur. So Thursday, we're going to have early again, from 11 to 12. And then Sunday, ready, is Erev Rosh Hashanah. We don't have shiur. Monday and Tuesday is Rosh Hashanah. And so Gedalia, Bez Hashem, will resume. And so we'll probably have early shiur at some Gedalia. So that would mean 11 o'clock, 11 to 12 at some Gedalia. Okay. Okay, everybody say. Have a good day.
This works with tzitzis if it's chovas mana.
Yeah, because then the chovah is to put tzitzis on the bagot. It's not a chovah begufo.
Yeah, we don't paskin like that, right?
So. Yeah, I'm saying within the shita of chovas mana.
Chovas mana.
I mean, the bala iter does.
Yeah.
The harari, the bala iter. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, to be continued. Rav Katan, also. What do you think? Okay.